The David Presley Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head coach and athletic director David Presley and Chad Upton. Voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop. Highway 276 in Bethel. Brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency. Plus Linen and Uniform Service. Pioneer Seed Supply. The Single Stop Stores. And Pisgah Drive Car Wash. The David Presley Show.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant in Bethel, North Carolina. Today it's the David Presley Show along with head coach David Presley, Chad Upton. Good morning, Coach. I know it was a tough loss last night, but we were just talking a little bit at the beginning. And you always have a way of making me feel better about things. I know you're going to make people feel better about things listening in tonight. Tough loss last night, and just one of those deals. We matched up against a very, very athletic, a very large T.C. Robertson team that's going to be good at the end of the year. That's no doubt about it. And our kids, our juniors, sophomores, have to do a lot of growing up last night and saw a lot of speed and a lot of size that they may not see the rest of the way out. So there's some positive things that you can take out of last night's deal, too.
Well, we can blame Mike Sexton for this because Irwin dropped us and made us pick them up on the schedule. So
yeah.
We'll blame him right now.
There you go.
That's
good enough.
That's the best way of doing it right now. But, you know, you go, wow. you know, it was funny that, you know, when the schedule change came and we were searching for a game, we were lucky to get a game. As soon as we got them, that's all the buzz we heard. All spring, all summer, down to clinic, even down to clinic throughout the state.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was talking about T.C. Robertson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been such a long time since we've played them, you know, and I'm sitting there thinking, what have we gotten ourselves into just a little bit? But, you know, the thing with it is we knew we were going to play an extremely good football team. They were, I bet you they've got 25 juniors on that team that started as sophomores last year for them.
Yeah.
And they took their lumps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they ended up, I think, last year 4-8 or something. And then to come back and see the talent that they've got. Coach Beatty said they'd had a few kids that had moved in there. Their sheer size. You know, the big talk was just how good they thought they were going to be up front. And that didn't match up well with us right now. And I say that right now with our young bunch. So, you know, when you're looking at that part of it, you know, it was tough. I mean, then something, you know, we didn't talk about this. We didn't say a word about this with our kids. But then the tragedy that they had this summer with the young man that was killed, a lot of emotion for them last night. You saw that come out at the end of the ball game when they come across the field with the young man's jersey. I applaud them for that. I give them a lot of credit for that. You know, and the way they honor him and those types of things. So when you look at all that and put it into perspective a little bit, I mean, it was a little bit overwhelming to our kids. And then we come out opening night, made some mistakes early that just dug us a huge hole that we're right now not able to overcome. You know, I don't know if I ever recall 32 points being put on.
I don't either.
In the first quarter.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting there going, wow. I mean, I remember one year, gosh, years ago when North Buncombe came over, and all of a sudden it was like 21 to
9. Mm-hmm.
They had thrown a long touchdown. We fumbled the kickoff, and then they run a reverse or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that before we blinked.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an older team, mature. They kind of took a step back, took a deep breath, and was able to handle it. But now I wasn't playing a T.C. Robertson team like this. I was very impressed with them. I told Jim last night, I said, buddy, you got a chance. And he even said, and you know, most coaches aren't going to do that, but he told me that. He said, David, we do. And he said, it's the first time, and he's been there a long, long time, and he said, it's the first time we've had this chance here. So, you know, you look at the game, you look at what took place, you know, our collapse a little bit with the points early, a lot was our fault. Some things that we've got to do a better job of. Which we will. You know, I told our kids that last night. I mean, it's a work in progress, and we've been saying that. And, you know, they're going to come in Monday and get ready to go. And I told them, I said, take frustrations out on Inca next week.
Right.
I said, I promise you a week from now with a win, I said, everybody will feel a whole lot better. But we did. You know, we saw some good things last night. And when you start looking for that, I mean, that's the only thing you can do. I mean, you can be very negative and just scream and holler and carry on and point the finger. And there'll be enough people that'll point the
sure.
finger. We were pleased that our kids kept playing in the second half. We've done some things, and we saw some things from some people that we think will be pretty good. But like we said, we'd rather be real good playing well in 3 or 4 weeks than possibly right now. So we expect that from this group. You know, we said early that we like this group,
mm-hmm.
But they're learning, and it's just going to take a little bit of time.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Presley Show on WPTL.
Trust. This has been earned year after year by the Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency, a staff of professionals who see to your specific needs, from auto, home, and commercial insurance to life, individual, and group health, extended care, Medicare supplements, with a long list of excellent companies to underwrite your protection at the best possible rates. Call 648-2632. Insure with confidence the professionals of Patton, Morgan, and Clark, Academy Street, Canton.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. We got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
Back live from Jukebox Junk with the David Presley Show. Coach, you talked a little bit about some of the things that you were able to see last night and that you liked and that you're going to be able to build on. You guys had to change some things up. What kinds of things did you look at changing up the best that you could after you got down by that margin in the first quarter? I know you guys went to the eye in the second half and got some looks there. Were you able to pick up some things that you liked after that transition?
Well, we were, you know, and that's the thing right now. You know, you can't continue to just on and on and on about, oh, we're a young football team, it's going to take time and all this. But, you know, and we talk about our kids up front, and it's a learning process for them. But there's a learning process for a lot of kids out there right now. And, you know, some of our kids that we've talked to, and we talked to them last night, we even talked to them a little bit after the Irwin game, the one thing that they said that they were so surprised at is the speed of the game.
Mm-hmm.
That they've just not experienced that yet. Which I can understand that. So, you know, not just us up front, but a lot of other places. You know, you're sitting there with a sophomore and a junior starting a corner for you that's never played on the varsity level. So you're looking at those kids, you know, trying to get going a little bit. You got a sophomore and a junior starting at linebacker. You know, so you can look at it across the board and see where this stuff is new to them. You know, the thing last night, the one thing we did not want coming out of there, we did not want to get kids hurt. I didn't want Josh Nolan hurt mm-hmm. taking a beating standing back there.
He played both ways.
He played some snaps for us defensively and things like that. But, you know, you're sitting there going, okay, what do? You sit him back there in a shotgun and throw it 50 times in the second half. Who knows what might happen. You know, we chose to do that. And I think we found some things and some good things that's going to help us down the road. But, you know, you had to be smart there. Our kids kept playing and kept fighting. We've got to do a better job protecting. We've got to do a better job running routes. And we've got to do a better job in our decision-making when we throw the football. And they will do that. They will do that as time comes and they get better at it. But, yeah, I mean, we saw some glimpses of some things that we liked. We got to get our counter going better. We're still we're working very hard on it in mm-hmm. all of our formations. And we're one man away right now from that being a good play for us. And that's what we've got to eliminate. If we can do that, it's going to be a good play for us, and we've worked very hard to do that. Our trap was good last night. You know, you see a lot of things against an extremely good defense. We watched TC last week against Hendersonville. Hendersonville, an outstanding football team this year, and it was two athletic teams going at each other. You know, and Hendersonville had a hard time even just getting back to the line of scrimmage.
Real.
You know, I think they threw one long pass mm-hmm. that that got them down. But, I mean, they really struggled with it. So we knew they were going to come get us. We come up with two or three schemes that we said we're going to try to go get them with, and we used those. And you know, little things like just a linebacker walking up and coming and us with our head down and not seeing it, little things that we've got to improve on a little bit better with that, which we will. But, you know, you look at the bright spots. I thought Dustin Messer had some good carries last night. Kyle Bloom at fullback. Mm-hmm. Had some good carries for us. And then Josh read the veer right a couple of times and looked good on it. So we're getting there. We're getting close to some things. I don't worry about our passing game right now, because the more we do that, we're going to be fine with that.
You mentioned about Dustin Messer. You were also able to get a good look at some of the other backs that may or may not have a game plan and to take a look at those guys. They did a good job carrying the football, too. You got a lot. You said this last week. You got a lot of backs, particularly, that you're going to have to look to try to get touches for.
Well, you know, even at the end of the ball game, Trey Goodlett got in there.
Right.
Trey did a great job. You know, Trey started at tailback for the JVs last year, and it was good to get him in and get him some touches. Obviously, the more people, because right now, you know, Dustin's playing both ways, mm-hmm. and if we can get him a series or two here or there where someone else is taking some touches, it's going to be much better for us. But, you know, it's hard to judge based on last night just because of the sheer athleticism and the size that they had. You got to realize this team went down to Gaffney last week and played
right.
pretty good.
And Gaffney is as good as anybody in the Southeast, typically.
Absolutely. So, you know, when you can go down there and hold your own and do that with them, you know, it says something. But I'll tell you, I liked our kids' attitudes after the game last night. It was far better than it was after the game against Irvine. You know, we come in, they were very disappointed. Our coaches were very disappointed last night. But yet they didn't hang their heads. We talked about this. We talked about how each week we're going to improve and get better. We talked about one thing is the biggest thing is you play like you practice. And that's something we've not learned yet as far as speed and
mm-hmm.
tempo yet
mm-hmm.
In certain situations on what we've got to do. And I think they're starting to learn that now. They're starting to understand what we mean by that now with the scrimmage and then with the game last night. I think that's going to help us. You know, a good Inca team coming in
right.
next week. Then we got a week off.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple kids banged up that we hope will get back. You know, and then we got to travel to Reynolds. We know what that's all about, too. And we're hoping those are going to help us and prepare us for then we start with East Henderson at home and go into the conference. And that's what we're shooting for, because we know those are the most important.
Back with more in a moment. David Preston Show on WPTL.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears. Free stuff. Everybody likes free stuff. Nobody can get enough free stuff. So listen up. Free stuff happens with Single Stop Stores Rewards. Your nearby Single Stop gas and convenience stores will have you getting free stuff just for doing what you already do, shopping at Single Stop. And you sign up for free. So get all the details on Single Stop Stores Rewards at your nearest location and start getting free stuff.
Back live this morning at the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in David Press's show. We talked. You mentioned this just before we went to the break. You know, the bye week, and you guys. Again, I've been praising this, and Chuck and I were talking about this last night, where we decided to not play that endowment game. Yeah, you lose a game, you lose that replacement, but you also are able to put yourself a bye week in there, which you wouldn't be able to do otherwise. And when you're trying to get people healthy, that's always a good thing. And you're trying to get people healthy right now to go into your conference play, which is the most important part. Talk a little bit about some of the guys you've got dinged up a little bit, and what their status is.
Well, you're right, Chad. I mean, that week is going to help us. You know, we've got Inca coming this week. And then we do have an open week before we go to Reynolds. You know, Corey Valentine last night sustained a concussion. And if you're not aware of this, this is really turning into a real major thing right now at all levels in football. Not only football, but every sport. You know, the days of you getting dinged and probably having a concussion and sitting out a play or two and then going back in, those days are over.
Yeah.
There's a major process now. There's a new state law that just came out that high schools have to do. So we have to be very careful with that. You know, we lost one of our JV tailbacks in the scrimmage game, and he didn't get to play Thursday night because of that. So it's a real process. You know, and Corey got dinged right before halftime. You know, and we're hoping, we don't know, we'll see to this morning. He's there that now. And then it's just a process to see when we'll get him back. You know, you look at Parker Bailey. The very first day that we walk out to practice, 10 minutes into practice, he gets his ankle rolled over and he's not played since. Just, we can't get him healthy. You know, a kid that started for us at defensive end last year. You know, that we're to the point of just about shutting him down. These next few weeks with the open date coming to get him, and when we're pushing, we think we'll get him back by Reynolds. Zach Hansen, who got hurt in the first night of hitting, you know, we thought it was an ACL, but we were fortunate enough that it was not. He had dislocated his patella. Rehab's going good. He's off crutches. He's walking. I think they said they're going to start running him next week. You know, we're shooting for the Reynolds week on that one as well. Isaac Clark broke his collarbone that night. He's had surgery to repair it, you know, and now it's just the process of the healing. So, you know, we expect to get him back before the year's out as well. So, you know, other than that, last night a few of the normals, bumps and bruises, kids holding hands, stepped on, you know, dings, those types of things. You know, we talked about that last night. Getting Parker back and getting Zach back is obviously going to give us far more depth than we've got right now, which is good. We need that. You're also looking at a kid who has played. We ain't got many of those. When we say that, we don't have many of those that have played on Friday night. So to get one who has taken as many snaps and started like he has, I think will help our football team greatly. You know, and he's a senior also.
Let me ask you this question too. While we're along those lines, are the helmets that much better than they were when you first when you were playing, or when you first started coaching? I know they're new, but are they that much better at protecting some against some of these concussions in your mind?
Well, I tell you this, it's kind of funny. I got a magazine, a sport management magazine, this week, and there was an article in the magazine, and it talked about it. Virginia Tech did an 8-year study on helmets. And they just released it, and they ranked and compared the top 8 helmets that you can purchase today, price wise, concussion wise. They graded on the whole 9 yards, and the Rydell Speed was the number one.
And you wear that one?
And I bet you 90% of our kids have that helmet on. Corey Valentine had it on last night. You know, so you're sitting there going, there's nothing else. You know, and I kept that off. I want people to see that. You know, if someone comes in and asks that question, you know, that we want them to be able to look at that and say, this is what your son has on. So, yeah, we do. You know, we've spent a little extra money on that. But it's just a change in times. And it's just, you just got to be very careful with all the things that are going on at every level with that. So, you know, we're hoping Corey's is mild. A lot of it's going to be based on him, you know, symptoms, headaches, nausea, dizziness, those types of things. When those things go away, he's got a little test that he has to retake. And if those things come back and everything's good, obviously we need Corey in there and we want him in there. The others, you know, it's just a work in progress and getting them healed up and the rehab and stuff they're doing. So, you know, the first 3 games prepare us for those last 7.
Absolutely.
And those last 7 are what we're here for. And Coach Holloway said it best. He said, right now we're still getting ready for those, and we will be when the time comes.
Back with more in a moment. David Presley Show on WPTO.
trust. This has been earned year after year by the Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency, a staff of professionals who see to your specific needs, from auto, home, and commercial insurance to life, individual, and group health, extended care, Medicare supplements, with a long list of excellent companies to underwrite your protection at the best possible rates. Call 648-2632. Insure with confidence, the professionals of Patton, Morgan, and Clark, Academy Street, Canton.
Carolina. Chip. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
When you're ready for the best, reach for Carhartt. Since 1889, Carhartt has been the name to know for rugged, durable, and comfortable clothing you can count on. Carhartt clothes come in a full line of coats and jackets, shirts, sweats, and pants, plus jeans, overalls, and accessories, too. For rugged clothes that stand up to the toughest conditions at work and on weekends, reach for Carhartt. For best selection, shop Pioneer Seed Supply, 841 Hazelwood Avenue, Waynesville.
Back with the David Presley Show here at the Jukebox Junction. Talk a little bit about Inca now, I guess, the football team that does some things a little bit differently, to say the least, and you can't ever tell what they're going to do on fourth down, much less any other downs, and we talked about that a little bit last night in the postgame show, but got to get ready for Inca now, and there's nothing more those kids at Inca want to do than come over here and beat us, I'm sure, especially after their win last night, and they can read the newspaper and see where we were, so they're going to come, you know, loaded up for us, and we got to be prepared to play against Inca next week.
Well, we do, and then that's the thing. You know, we got to come in right now on Monday, and we've got to learn from the T.C. Robertson game, but we got to move on. If we harp on it and, you know, look back all the time and feel sorry for ourselves and those types of things, then it's going to carry over into the next week. We talked about that last night. Our kids responded to that, and I was real pleased with that. But we do. We've got Inca coming in, probably one of the top quarterbacks in the mountains coming in here, and the McCurry kid.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to throw it probably 60 times. An extremely good tailback that I think they lose sight of because of the quarterback. You know, got a first win last night. I don't know when the first time they've won their home or a home opener or even their first game in a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we're expecting there'll be a lot of people here.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have a lot of fans here, and they'll be excited. You know, that's a big deal to them to come to our place, and we're going to have to match that. So we're going to have to do some things a little bit better. We're going to have to improve on some things, and I think we will this week. I don't doubt any way that our kids are not going to come in Monday ready to get better. I mean, we told them last night, I said, the only thing that's going to make you feel better right now is for you to take this out on Inca. And that's what you got to do. I mean, you move on and you go to the next week and you try to correct the things that you did the week before and you get better. And that's what we're going to do. And our kids responded to that last night, and I felt good about that when they walked out. You know, it's our second home opener. They've got two games under their belts now. We've had a scrimmage and we've had a game. That's going to help us a little bit. Every time we can play, it's going to make us better. And you know, even sitting there looking at last night, it's still going to make us better. And I think that will next week. And I think we'll see that. You know, we've obviously got some things we've got to improve on. We've got to tweak a little bit. And then we got to look at what we're going to try to do to them, because we know they're going to spread it out. And the difference is they're going to sit back there and shotgun, and they're going to throw whatever
mm-hmm.
down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a great challenge to our defensive staff and our defensive kids. And also offensively, we can do as much for them as they can, that if we'll take the football, move it, control it, and keep it away from them. Because I think they scored 47-something points
yeah.
last night.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to put points on the board like that. But if we can keep it away from them, that's going to help our defense.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Presley Show on WPTL.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Hi, folks. This is Woody Durham. There's nothing like Carolina pride. I see it every day. But there is something that comes close. The pride you have in keeping your vehicle with a clean shine like brand new. That's why I recommend Pisgah Drive Car Wash. Like a Tar Heel playbook, you've got options. Touchless, soft touch, or combination car wash, plus self-wash bays and vacuum. Pisgah Drive Car Wash in Canton. For a clean like you've never seen.
Their games are long. They're big.
3-2. Back live here at the Jukebox Junction, final segment here of the David Presley Show this morning. Coach, you talked a little bit about Inca and what they look like. I want to go back to something that you guys worked on this week. You made some adjustments this last week up front with your offensive line. And what do you see? Where do you how do you feel about that adjustment and how that's going to carry through the rest of the season?
Well, I like it. You know, on one hand, you're throwing another sophomore in there. On the other hand, I think it's made us better. You know, like we said, we're still tweaking people around, and we moved three people into some different places. I think that's going to help us. I like that move. You know, Coach Cagle, we decided that. I think that's going to make us better. It ain't going to make us better right now, but I think down the road it's going to. And I think we'll start to see some signs of that the longer we go. You know, just I still go back, not to beat a dead horse or anything, but just the simple fact of our kids getting snaps from everywhere.
Right.
From our front offensive lineman to our defensive front to Dakota King getting kickoffs and punt returns. You know, it's different. It's different than it is on Thursday nights. And then they're figuring that out. I'm pleased with that. I'm pleased with their attitude. They could have rolled over last night. I mean, just rolled over and quit. And they didn't. They did. And I'm so proud of them for that. We kept playing and kept fighting. And I'm going to tell you what. You know, until you've been in that situation, people don't understand it. And we told them that a lot of your character is going to come out right now. Because I said, you look at people.
Absolutely.
You look at people, how they act when times are tough.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a lot of tough times in this world here lately. But just watch how people act when times are tough. And you learn a whole lot about them real quick. We learned once again a lot about our kids last night, and I like that part of it. We're going to be fine. We're going to take this as a learning experience. We're going to come in Monday and get better. And, you know, we're going to be a good football team before this thing's over.
Don't forget next Friday at 6:30 to catch the pregame show presented to you by the Black Bear Cafe. That'll be at 6:30. 7:30 is our kickoff next week as we play Inca. That's a home game. You can listen to us right here on WPTL, WPTLRadio.net. We'll be back here live on Saturday morning with the David Presley Show at 8 o'clock there on Saturday. For David Presley, Frank Bird back in our studio. Chat up. And until next week, so long, everybody.
The David Presley Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head coach and athletic director David Presley and Chad Upton. Voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop. Highway 276 in Bethel. Brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency. Plus Linen and Uniform Service. Pioneer Seed Supply. The Single Stop Stores. And Pisgah Drive Car Wash. The David Presley Show.